We who lived in the Royal Mews, next door to Buckingham Palace. Horses, humans, mice, one cat, a cow for the milk, and the occasional goat, were in the service of Her Majesty Queen Victoria, Queen of England, and Empress of India. The sun never sets on her empire, and there we were, right under her palace windows. The Mews is a private world, within four high walls, that smells of horse and what horses leave behind. The public is not admitted, as the Mews is full of official secrets. And just possibly, I was one of them. I, the smallest mouse in the Mews, not grown nearly enough to match my ears or my eyes or my appetite. Always hungry as boys are, human or mouse. And another thing about me, my tail. It was regular and standard issue, grey, about the right length for flailing, and naturally very useful for covering my tracks. But there was something unusual about my tail. If I wasn't whipping it about or tucking it round me for the night, or using it for balance, as you do, it fell naturally into the shape of a question mark. I was the mouse with the question mark tail. Perhaps because I was full of questions. Many of them about me. Who was I? Who was I to be? I didn't even know where I was born. All the other mice in the Mews seemed to be born within these walls, but something inside me almost remembered another place. And why hadn't I a name? Surely Runt won't do as a proper name. How would you like it? My question mark tail clearly meant that I was of a curious and questing nature. Curiosity killed the cat, which is no bad thing. But for a mouse, curiosity might open many doors, and some of those doors might just have cheese on the other side. You never know. You won't starve in the Mews. If you're nowhere near your nest by tea time, there's always what falls out of the horse's nose bags. Oats and bran and bits of carrot. On a good day, a lump of sugar. I was nobody's child, but all mice have aunts, and I had rather more than I needed. I didn't suppose they were my real aunts, but they nested me where they lived and worked, down below the cobblestones of the Mews courtyard in the needle mice workroom. Here is the great truth and the central secret of the British Empire. I'll just mention it now because if you're human, you won't have heard. For every job a human holds, there is a mouse with the same job and doing it better. All my needle mice aunts sewed the day away, ate a simple supper from leftovers, and slept on their work tables at night, wrapped in remnants. They pleated, they patched, they took tucks and tailored. They wove nets to catch butterflies for the wings. Their lace was finer than spiderweb. With gold and scarlet threads pulled from the upholstery of royal coaches, they sewed mouse-sized military uniforms. They had a small operation going in the making of leather belts and holsters, and once, mysteriously, they fashioned a very small saddle complete with cunning stirrups. They kept their beady eyes on me, especially the head needle mouse, my Aunt Marigold. She had eyes in the back of her head, behind her listening ears. She was everywhere I turned. Her snout was spiky with grey bristles, and there were always pins in her mouth. Her fur had gone patchy. She had never been a beauty. But sharp? So sharp you'd think she slept in the knife drawer. And like all aunts, she was full of sayings. One of them was, "Ask no questions and you'll be told no lies." But I was full of questions.